This teaching comes to you from the team at Anchor Church Sydney. We hope you're blessed by it. For more teachings, resources, or info, check out our website, www.anchorchurch.com.au.
Hi, Claire. Welcome. So good to have you. Well, Claire is a mom. She's a wife. She's also got her own successful graphic designs business. And even if you haven't met her, you probably would have seen a lot of her graphics work in our Anchor graphics. For example, the Gospel Triplet booklet that came out earlier this year is Claire's work, so we're so thankful for that. Yeah. And Claire, why don't you start by just telling us a bit about yourself and your family, your work, and how long you've been coming to Anchor for?
Okay. I've been, I'm one of the originals. I've been at Anchor since the first day. I was at the same high school as Matt, and so we were friends on Facebook. And I wasn't in a church at the time, but I knew that Anchor was starting. So on the very first launch day, I turned up with my family and have been here ever since. So my family is made up of myself and my husband, Aaron, and I've got two children, Darcy and Dylan. They're both girls. Darcy is 6 and Dylan is 3.
Work?
So for work, I actually am director of 2 companies. I have been owner and director of Boheme Design in Surry Hills for 14 years. So I started that pretty soon after I finished uni. In the last 2 years, I've launched a new business as well called Ozstock Photo. And so Boheme, I've got 6 staff members, and Ozstock Photo is all online, but we manage 170 photographers Australia-wide.
Wow, that's amazing. You're so busy. So cool. Can you tell us a bit about how you came to faith in Jesus?
Yeah, so I was blessed to be, a teenager in one of Sydney's Bible Belts in the Hills District. So when I hit my teen years and I had a ton of questions, I was surrounded by plenty of Christian friends who could help me out with answers and lend me books and take me to church. So I don't think I just decided, because everyone else was following Jesus, that's what I was going to do too. I definitely was seeking God, and I made a researched, very deliberate decision to look into, I guess, different religions, and it was the 90s, so I got a bit of New Age influence and everything else. But in the end, following Jesus, sometimes it's not entirely convenient, but it was the truth, as it turns out. I've been a Christian now for 25 years. My family, I was not brought up in a Christian home, and it was just entirely friends' influence.
Wow, praise God. So we've just heard about your work, that you're the managing director of 2 businesses. You're a mom, you've got 2 beautiful girls, and so busy. But can you tell us, what role does your faith play in these many roles that you have?
Yeah, so life's pretty busy, I won't lie. But definitely I get by because I've surrounded myself with supportive, wonderful people. My husband's amazing, and my parents are really very much on board still, and engaged with my kids. And I've got incredible staff too. I didn't actually do the prayer booklet. It was my wonderful, talented design staff who just are wonderful, and they're all cleverer than me in many ways. So, one key part of my journey was that I was halfway through my 4-year degree as a graphic designer, and I realised in horror that I'd never actually asked God if this was what He had for me. Maybe I was supposed to be studying at Bible college, or there was something else, and I'd never actually stopped and thought and prayed. And so I did that, and I tortured myself over a period of time just thinking, gosh, I'm going to have to just drop this and walk in obedience and ask God, and that's going to be huge and everything else. And then I was at church, and a girl who I didn't know all that well came up to me, and she said, God's been putting you on my heart to pray for, and I've written a letter. And she said, I just want you to take it or leave it, you know, pray through it. I just feel like these are God's words for you. And this letter just spelt out, she just said, I believe that God has for you a life serving him with your creativity. He's gifted you to serve him in design. It was all so specific, and the weight just lifted. And ever since then, it's just great knowing that, like, when I wake up every morning, I'm walking in obedience, and I love my job, and my vocation is just, it's truly fulfilling knowing that I'm able to serve him and make a difference for him in that way.
Can you tell us a bit about being a boss, you know, of these staff, and how your faith influences that as well?
Yeah, sure. So we've got a few Christian clients. We work for CMS. We've worked for Scripture Union, Baptist World Aid, Uniting World, a few others, Global Interaction. And for some of those projects, it can be quite confrontational for my staff to be laying out type that's all about sharing the gospel and knowing Jesus. But I'm just, I approach it with a very, I guess, easygoing, transparent attitude. And I say to them, you know, if there's anything that they're not entirely comfortable about, they can ask me, I don't insist that they work on that stuff. But what it's resulted in is a culture of trust and transparency and openness. And it is an open plan studio. And so quite regularly we have conversations about faith and God and church, and they know fully I'm a Christian. I know fully that none of them are, but God's doing something there for sure.
Yeah, so cool. So you've got two beautiful girls, Darcy and Dylan, and we know that parenting is a challenge at the best of times, but you and Aaron have had some particular challenges to face as you've been parents. So can you tell us a bit about what those are and the impact that they've had on you and your family?
Yep, sure. So so our eldest, Darcy, she's in kindy going into year one, and she has been diagnosed with a range of different things. One of them is dyspraxia, which is a lifelong, I guess, disorder where her brain doesn't communicate properly with her body. And then dyspraxia just is connected with a bunch of other things. And so so Darcy is in therapy 3 times a week, which is time consuming amongst other things. And it's a hard gig for sure. There's just a lot of frustration for her and for us. It's exhausting. She learned how to button her shirt yesterday, but today she has to learn all over again. Neurologically, she's just not wired like the rest of us. It's been a real journey of discovery, and she's 6, right? So we're still right at the very beginning, and it's still current and raw. But yeah, some days I just feel like it's a very heavy burden. I feel like I spend my life worrying about her. She was born preemie, so ever since day one, it's just been a day in and day out being in a state of sincere worry for her.
And can you tell us, like, in amidst this challenge, like, what is God teaching you, or how is he growing you?
Oh, so much. So being a parent of a special needs child is a lonely journey, actually, and it's a real it's a true grief that you live over and over. And grief, you know, there's denial, there's anger, and there's blaming. I went through a period of blaming myself hugely for how she is. You know, I didn't know if there was something that I'd eaten or if there was something I drank when I was pregnant, and I just was finding it very difficult to live with myself, thinking that this could have been my fault. And then one day in the middle of all of this, I was reading John, and I read the story of the blind man. And after Jesus heals the blind man, the disciples turn to him and they say, Why was this man born blind? Was it because of his sin, or was it because of something his parents did? And Jesus turns and he said, no, it wasn't. It's not either. It was. This has happened so that God can be glorified. And in that moment, I realized that in that moment, God just turned my winter into spring. And he said, Claire, this isn't about you. I have a plan for this young girl, and I will be glorified through her life. Darcy's just got incredible faith and just a beautiful heart. I think for her age, she's way ahead of her years in her generosity of spirit. And many people here would know that she has always been allergic to eggs and peanuts. And so recently we had her tested for this, and I decided to pray with her about it. And I asked her, I said, Darcy, do you want to ask Jesus if he's going to heal you? And it was kind of a big deal in our house, because Erin was like, Claire, you know, you don't want to be setting up for disappointment. But I said, well, you know, it's okay. You know, I said, Darcy, you know, like, so do mum and dad always say yes every time you ask to watch TV? And she said, well, no, sometimes you say no. I said, well, that's the same thing, you know, like, let's just ask God and let's hope that he says yes. And I got the test results, and I went and picked her up from school, and I got down eye level with her, and I held her arms and I looked into her eyes, and I said, Darcy, you're not allergic to peanuts or eggs anymore. And she looked at me and she said, by then I'd forgotten that we'd been praying about it. And she said, Mummy, God said yes. So, you know, like, it's a burden, but it is a blessing. And would I change it if I could? Probably. But this is what we've got, and I'm thankful for it. And, you know, I don't want to ever get through any of the challenges in any day and think, I've got this. You know, I want to be thinking, Jesus has this. And I know that there is no doctor, no therapist, no anyone that can diagnose her with any kind of lifelong inevitable difficulty in life. I think I rest in the fact that God, her identity is in Christ, and that he has great plans for her. And so I guess in the end it's my job just to walk alongside her and behind her and just make sure that she knows that.
So good to hear, like, what God is teaching you and Darcy, your whole family, through this. I'd love to pray for you now and your family. So please join me as I pray for Claire. Father, we want to thank you so much for Claire and her whole family. And we thank you for your work in her life, that as a teenager, she was compelled to find out more about you, and she asked those questions and she got answers and came to see, like, you revealed to her that Christianity is true, that you're a God, that you love her. We praise you, Father, for her family and her marriage to Aaron. And we want to pray particularly a blessing on them. We know it's so hard to be parents with the challenges that they face. And so we pray that in that challenge you would strengthen their marriage, that you would really unite them, that they would be one in mind and just so unified, Father, that you'd also give them great wisdom to know how best to love and care for Darcy and also for Dylan. And we want to pray for Darcy. Thank you so much for her childlike faith. It's amazing, and that you're speaking to her. You've healed her of her allergies. We pray you'd grow her faith. She'd come to know you so deeply and so intimately. We pray the same for Dylan, as her little sister, that you'd give her great wisdom and love and patience as she grows and learns how to be sister to Darcy. So we pray for your abundant blessing. We pray that you continue to comfort and lead and guide and show Claire and Aaron just how close you are to them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Claire. Thank you so much.